The United States Conference of Catholic Bishops concluded their annual spring meeting yesterday. The bishops overwhelmingly approved the text for a new votive mass in thanksgiving for the gift of human life. Deirdre McQuaid is the spokesperson for the Committee on the Secretariat for Pro-Life Activities. She tells us more.
The bishops of the United States have overwhelmingly passed the text and voted to include it in the U.S. version of the Roman Missal, namely a mass in thanksgiving for the gift of human life. And it's an absolutely essential element to building the culture of life. As John Paul II said in Evangelium Vitae, he called for a great prayer for life that was urgently needed to pray and fast so that the power from on high will break down the walls of lies and deceit, the walls which conceal from the sight of so many the evil of practices and laws which are hostile to life. This mass in thanksgiving for the gift of human life in English and Spanish raise up prayer for protection for human life and also call us to renew our commitment to protect human life and work for its legal protection in our country. So this votive mass will be used as one of the options on January 22nd. In the United States, of course, Roe versus Wade is the Supreme Court case that made abortion legal throughout the country throughout the 9 months of pregnancy for any reason back on January 22nd, 1973. And so January 22nd is a particularly sad anniversary in the United States. One of the opening prayers for this mass reads, "O God, awaken in every heart reverence for the work of your hands and renew among your people a readiness to nurture and sustain your precious gift of human life."